Thanks everyone for coming. We have our usual program today. The Now Jam session is here to do so we have enough time to chat and go through what's been going on. How's everyone's week been? Zags, Brett, what's up with everyone?
Hey, it's been a hectic, and I just still loving every day that there's something new on that snarly.
Mm-hmm.
And sales are going great. Love it.
Amazing. If that snarly was like a, what would you call it, like a supermarket, it works every day. It works every day. Yeah. So yeah. Brett, I want to hear this 411. How was the Nali Smoke Lounge? How was Denta?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. We had a pretty good turnout for both days. Thursday was a lot busier than Friday. But it was cool to meet people from different like parts of Nouns community. And, you know, people travel to all these crypto events from all over the world. So we had people from Germany and England, and a couple people from Australia, and Brazil. And it was really cool to meet all those people. And then of course to like see Vlad skate in person was cool and hang out with him for those few days. And we just had a lot of fun hanging out and smoking, playing Tony Hawk. And Webnar had his game Stoke and Quest there. He converted it so it would work on an old Super Nintendo controller. So we had that plugged into the TV, gave away 10 NARS to people, gave away prizes, some hardware wallets, bunch of skateboards, merch. Yeah, it was just a great time at our event. And then ETH Denver was really great too. Get to see all the new projects that are coming out. There's a few new art related chain, like L2 chains that are getting started that were really cool to learn about their gallery kind of stuff. And I can get all the free merch from the different brands. Like MetaMask had some really cool shirts, and they had some like bright orange beanies that they were giving out to people. That was one of my favorite things. All the different like tote bags, stickers, cool shit from all the brands. It was a lot of fun to just hang out with like minded people for the week and you know, just do kind of whatever.
Awesome. Amazing. Did you meet some other people for the first time there?
Yeah, East Denver. I met a ton of people for the first time. Other than like NARS people, I met a few of the guys from Shapeshift who like I've talked with like over Discord and Twitter in the past. But it was cool to meet them in person. I met just like different people who I didn't know before, just like sitting down eating lunch. My friend Germ and I, we happened to sit down with someone who helps run Consensus, which is a big crypto event in Austin, Texas.
Oh, neat.
It was cool to talk to him for a little bit about what they kind of stuff they have planned for this year and get some like insight on that. And they had a couple concerts each of the night at ETH Denver. So it was fun just to like get to meet some new people and see what else is going on outside of this little Nouns bubble that some of us have trapped ourselves into.
Ooh, me? You're not talking about me. But why would you want to be anywhere else? We're just onboarding them.
I wanted to ask you about the skate competition. Did you guys manage to do that?
So we had a pretty quiet turnout for that. We had a handful of skaters come out, and we were just like hanging out and skating. So we didn't really do too much like of a competition. But Vlad and I have been talking with Gami about potentially doing something on That's Gnarly as a substitute, like an alternative way to give out the ETH prize. I gave the NARS away to skaters that came out. A few of them like immediately put stuff on That's Gnarly, and we were talking about doing a contest for people who submit over a certain time period. Still trying to figure that out. We only started talking about that today actually.
Mm-hmm. But that's interesting.
We had a handful of skaters come, but it was fun to like meet some people in Denver who I don't know who are skaters, and then like some people who I personally invited came out, and they were super interested in like what this initiative is.
Mm-hmm.
But that was fun just to like kind of chill little skate session. But we did play a heck of a lot of Tony Hawk, because there was only one person that could beat me.
All right.
But it was a lot of everyone competing against each other. And then we did a contest for, I mentioned Stoke and Quest earlier, and whoever could beat the game first, because it's a pretty hard game, whoever could beat the game first got a hardware wallet. And so we did have somebody win that.
Cool.
Amazing. I just saw this video by Vlad, ETH Denver Tour Part 1, with NASDAQ Shredders and Ship Foxes. A lot of hype, really gave me the FOMO, and I love that this is dropping on that Snarly, so we like, yeah, it's exclusive.
One of many videos that we're putting together, because we hired a video guy to come film everything like at our event, and then Vlad put that one out, and I think we're putting together at least one more video of all the stuff that's been going on. But yeah, it's cool to put it on that Snarly, and there were so many clips that we got and photos of people, and like Vlad nearly getting kicked out of the event for ollieing down a gap like inside East Denver. I don't know if you saw that video too.
Yeah, is this security? There's a woman who walks into the frame.
Oh yeah, that was security. I know another skater that he actually got kicked out the following day because he was just walking around holding his skateboard, and I think they thought he was the one skating inside.
Oh, I cannot believe this. How did it feel? How did it feel to, like, when you meet Obtoshi when she's out there in the wild doing OTG?
Mm-hmm. I actually met her for the first time at Art Basel in December, but her and Sheffo came to film some stuff at our event. They were really cool. It just so happened Obtoshi's raffle ticket got called to win a NAR for one of our raffles, so she got one of those. They did a little interview with Vlad and I outside in front of one of the murals, just asking us like our experience in NARs and nouns and like how we put the proposal together and where we think it could go further. It was really cool to have them pull up to the event. We had, you know, Chris from Purple Dao came through and was hanging out and playing video games with us, and geez, I don't know who else. There's Nick from Shark Dao was there hanging out and smoking. It was cool to like put faces to some of the names of people I've been talking to for, you know, almost a year and on Twitter Spaces.
Oh, that's amazing. Yes. Amazing. Mad FOMO for me right there. Mad FOMO for me. But I'm just glad, you know, did the IRL. Nas is out there, touched some few people that now know about Nas, that did not know about Nas, that now know about nouns, that did not know about nouns. So that's always amazing.
Yeah, and it was, wearing those noggles were a great conversation starter for sure.
Mm-hmm. Something else I wanted to ask you, if a person wanted to, you know, like do this event, replicate it somewhere else, how are you able to do your stickers, the merch, the boards, all this stuff that you guys were giving away?
What do you mean? Like that was just part of the proposal to get all that stuff printed up. And then I placed the orders for everything myself. Like, I know people that print locally here in Denver that I went through for most of it. All the shirts were from somebody who I get my own shirts printed from. Same thing with stickers. It was 8 or 10 skateboards that we gave away. We're all from like local people. Board Pusher they print their skate decks here in Denver, and then 303 Boards is a local skate shop, and I went and picked up some decks from them, and then we also gave away gift cards to that skate shop. But it was, I just looked at the like quotes. I got quotes from some of the printing companies beforehand, and then I just, you know, made sure that was allocated in the proposal.
That's amazing. Amazing. You guys have very nice stickers. You have very gnarly stickers. I love them. Yeah, I think from like, right? You know, yeah, I think
I got a bunch made, and then Vlad brought this entire box, like shoebox full of stickers, like all kinds of stuff that he had already and that he got printed. And Webnar brought some NAR stickers. It was cool. We had so much like stuff just to give away to people for free.
I love it. I wonder what was the like feedback from the people about that Snarly. How was the first reaction when they saw the platform?
They thought it was really cool. We had it up on one of the TVs for both days, just like playing the clips that were minted, and then we had it like scrolling through the different creation, and we got a few people to post stuff like right then, and being able to explain it more of like, it's Instagram for extreme sports athletes, and you can get funded for like your footage. I think that was a big turn on for a lot of people, because, you know, like we've talked about with the platform in the past, it's essentially that, but you get paid instead of getting hearts, flame emojis. I think this new update with being able to post with just your email address will be even easier.
What? Wait. I wanted to go through these updates. I see there's so many new stuff on that Snarly. You mean that the emails have already been
geotagged? Yeah, when you go to create something, if you're not connected, it has the option to either connect a wallet or to use an email address to sign up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's amazing. It's amazing. I just connected the wallet, so I didn't realize it that has it. Like, when you're new, it has a different flow now. That's amazing.
Yeah, and I think the email address. I think the email address will be a lot easier. Bringing in skaters and snowboarders and like not necessarily like crypto native people, because you know everyone's got to eat something like that. So I think that'll just make it so much easier, instead of like, oh, you know, you gotta get this wallet, and then you gotta make sure you have the address, write down your whole seed phrase. I think signing in with your email. I'm not totally sure how that works. I don't know if who's on the That's Gnarly page, or if Christian could come up and explain how the email part work, but I think it'll make it, you know, 10 times easier for onboarding people.
I agree, 100% agree, because I mean every day when you come on and see new content, usually shows, you know, someone has gone and done the due diligence on this and then uploaded their content. So it's always nice. I see you have some new features over That's Gnarly. There's this button, of course, the create button, the plus create button that is in the bottom right corner. But there's a new icon now on the bottom left that, yeah, okay, the filters have been moved. Okay, now this makes sense. I was seeing the tweet and I'm like, okay, which filters have been moved? Okay, yes, the filters are now available and located at the bottom left. You can see the new, then also next up. Yeah, it just changes everything. Next up, and then when we do top, yes, it brings the top voted for this week. How do I separate for this week? Oh yeah, last hour, today, this week, this month. Oh, that's beautiful. That makes the UI clean. And you know what's funny? It's like, I was looking at That's Gnarly. I wish Rocky was here. I would give him this feedback. I was looking at That's Gnarly yesterday. I'm like, to be honest, we have made this a very clean product, and now still we have a lot of other real estate around the videos. Like there's all this blank space around the videos. I was like, what if we could turn this into a billboard for NAS? It would be kind of nice, like, you know, something playing in the background as the videos are on top. But anyway, that just makes it clunky. But some days, I mean, if we're activating something, the Gnarly Smoke Lounge, just having it be the default sort of wallpaper or something. But yeah, I just love it. It's now a clean product. I mean, everyone who has used it really has good reviews about it. And yeah, we just have to keep chugging on doing the daily drops until forever. Other than that, the Gnarly Smoke Lounge, what's been happening this week? Let's see what else happened this week.
We're onboarding a new bodyboarders to the community. I saw those proposals that are doing well.
The NFT request proposals.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I always like those where you can just like give a NAR to someone so they can get into the community and vote on stuff and see what it's like before like fully diving
in. I like that. Actually, that segues into something I wanted to chat about. We had Vlad on earlier this week and we're going through it. I don't know if you know much about it, Brett. Maybe you could speak more on it. But it's like the funding tiers, in that, you know, when an athlete comes in, they request for one NFT, they get to play with That's Gnarly, and then like what happens next, having funding tiers. This is as far as I can remember what he was saying. I felt like it's important for us to say it here, since most of the community does listen to the show, is that we now have funding tiers. And how they work is essentially you don't go straight to a 3 ETH proposal, I guess. It's you now start with maybe a 1 ETH proposal, which has a few requirements. And then you move over to a 2 ETH proposal, which has also its requirements. And moving over to a 3 ETH proposal, which has also its specific requirements. And then once all that is done, I like what Gami called it sometime, like in the chat. I saw it somewhere in the chat where we turn our amateurs into pros, and essentially like make a bigger proposal that now goes to Nouns, and we can fund these movies. But I just thought about it in a way like, okay, we fund an athlete throughout, you know, the whole That's Gnarly process, throughout the funding tiers. They get used to the community, they get used to having us around them, chatting with them and all that stuff. And then once they're ready, they can decide to dream bigger and say, you know what, I want to do a skate trip to Japan or some shit like that. I want to do a movie about seals or something like that. But all around leveling up. And for those who don't know, Level Up is another song that's going to be dropped by Lil Bop. So Nas leveling up in each section. Something else along those lines still is for the people who want to contribute. People want to contribute and be part of the community. When you go to our Nas DAO Discord, there is a channel that is called Contribute. And what essentially this does, it's a gateway to Nas Pods. Nas Pods have been in development for a while now, And what happens is that you come in to contribute and then you apply to a pod. There are currently, five pods, according to what I'm seeing here. There's a pod community. I don't know what exactly that does, but pod tech, of course, that one is clear. Pod media, that's, you know, where we stand, the NAS square. then there's that Snarly. I think that Snarly is its own pod. I'd guess its own pod. And then there's pod analytics, the one that people who love the data and going through, crunching the numbers. I call them the Snarly accountants who are in there checking away at the numbers to make sure that, you know, we are spending this ETH right, making the decisions right. So it's always nice. So these are some of the new ways. There's been a revamp in the Discord. I'm sure you guys have seen the changes for how all these proposals move. And this also reasserts our proposal format, or maybe flow, where, you know, you first start with a proposal idea in the proposal section, have the community discuss it before it goes on chain. All that has been, you know, streamlined really. And I wanted to thank Vlad and Mari for taking time to, and also Satori and Alberto and the whole gang that has been, you know, working on these flows, these onboarding flows for the different shredders, different members of the community, not only the athletes, but also the artists who are interested in participating at NASDAO. Yeah, there's all these new flows and we can test them out to see if they're efficient. And if anything is not working right, you can always jump into the Tuesday board meetings and we chat about, you know, the changes. But so far, so good. Love the organization and love how it's coming together. Yeah, that's a small update I wanted to give everyone for this week. As you are in your Snarly adventure, please remember that NASDAO Discord is home. Always jump in, say hi, and we'll be there to support you. And yes, Rocket Man, you jumped off the stage. Are you okay now?
I'm sorry about that. How's it going, folks? My phone died.
No problem.
Hey.
How's it going, dogs?
How has your week been?
It's been good. Just been grinding through this year with our code base. I've been kind of preoccupied, but pushing out a couple small features here and there and have some bigger stuff in the pipeline. But yeah, how's it been going with the spaces?
It's been going great. I mean, we got a gas injection, so you can imagine we're doing good. By the way, I do need to do some refunds for yourself, so if you can send me some of those in the DMs, that would be nice. But what's new? What's working on the code base? What have you...
Yeah, so Christian actually is in the audience. He's been working on a bunch of cool initiatives with some of the athletes, so like getting them kind of situated before the drop, letting them share information. We're going to start trying to do cool content around every drop, kind of setting the athletes up for success, I'd like to say, and trying to start doing Instagram lives and stuff. On the development side, a couple things in the pipeline. We've mostly been focusing on That's Nownish, so of which That's Snarly will be a part, but That's Nownish is...
Wait, what's kind
of
like that?
Meta version of That's Snarly, I guess, if that makes sense. So if you think of That's Nownish as like Reddit and kind of That's Snarly as like a subreddit, I mean, the general idea there is hopefully it'll drive more attention to That's Snarly as well.
Can you tell me like how That's Nownish is going to work? Do you also upload videos and stuff like that?
Yeah, the idea is it's like there's going to be a section for art, there's going to be a section for potentially comics, memes, Nouns Esports. Yeah, just kind of like any sub community or niche that wants to kind of run their own That's Snarly-esque site will be able to pipe it through That's Nownish.
That's amazing. Is that the one owned by the TNS, the Noun Square?
I don't think so.
Ooh, okay.
So will there be any design control for the subsites?
Yeah, you'll be able to customize colors. We'll have to do a lot of that manually right now, but the general plan is to allow these subsites to kind of have their own brand.
I wonder if you could give each one a CSS file they could edit.
Yeah, we've got like a baseline config, but potentially some sort of Tailwind config CSS file. Yeah, that could like that.
I've been looking at those Zora pages and like customizing them. Does anyone know how people do that? Like how do you make it nice looking and cool? And I suck at design, but I see people are making some really nice pages. How is that done?
There's just some preset things on Zora. So like if you're dropping something, there's like a little customize button that pops up, and you can like edit the text font and the background color and a little bit of the layout. It's just like preset things that Zora added on, which I think is really cool.
Mm-hmm. But the big thing is read what's in all of the sandwich menus, because there's always really great stuff jammed in there where you're not expecting it.
Zora team. Zora team is, they're always pumping out new stuff every day. So Zora is beautiful. I wanted to ask you, for this, putting the filters in the lower left section, any decision why you decided, what's your thought process on this?
Yeah, the general idea is people want to see them at all times, basically. Because, like, mm-hmm. if you start scrolling, you wouldn't be able to switch to a different, I guess, view or speed without scrolling all the way back up to the top. So we just wanted to throw them there, and it makes it easier to have more custom, like, feed pages, too, with, like, a grid view or, like, a list, potentially, down the line.
Nice. Man, so I'm wondering why you have a toggle there at all, instead of just having it visible.
Like the whole menu visible, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like on mobile, it would take up a lot of space, kind of hide part of the video.
Mobile. Okay, two style sheets.
Oh yeah, by the way, this week I got to use that Snarly on mobile, and it's crazy. Actually, you
it is sweet on mobile.
Yeah, I like that. Dev mobile first. I like that. Because
I'm hoping we can get an app in the next couple months.
Actually, that's something we can write up to Nouns and get funded. Get that Snarly app. I mean, I'll have to delete TikTok after that. Rocky, I wanted to ask about this hype video, because it's something that came up in the DMs. What does it do? How does it work? The hype video.
Yeah, basically, there's just a spot for athletes to upload a video onto their drop that kind of gives a little more background, gives them FaceTime. Yeah, I mean, you've seen them on all the others, I think, or most of the other ones.
Oh, it's amazing. By the way, that's one thing I think Rocketman is gone. I wanted to know, when can we have NAR delegation? Because now, if anyone wants to do a proposal in NARs, at least we need some form of NAR delegation that helps people chat in Discord. That could be kind of nice. So I don't know if we could do it with a Snarly or any form, but I know that Gami and the crew have been working on some upgrades for our auction house, so that will make it possible. I'm just not yet sure of all the details of how that's going to work, but I know that there's an upgrade going on for our auction house, and we will be migrating away from Snapchat, and I think we're going to retain Snapchat mainly for the NFT request proposals. I don't know, Rocketman, do you know much about this new auction house upgrade coming up for NAS, the WTF?
I'm not super familiar, but I know in actual main site, just reduce settlement costs, and I think move it to like a more trustless mechanism on chain. I'm not sure much else besides that, though. I think Volky's leading that.
Yeah, yes. I've seen Volky has posted the test site a few times in the Discord. You can go and find it. But it's going to, from what I've seen, it looks like just the regular NAS setup for like the DAO voting and stuff. Everything will be right there on that one website, instead of having a third party site to go through.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean, one of the key things that I've been thinking about, does that mean voting now is going to take gas, right? Like to vote, going to cost gas?
Yes, I believe so.
That's interesting.
Well, that way it's all like full into like how Nouns.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like the idea. I mean, it might deter a little people from voting on everything, but I think overall it'll be a benefit.
Yes. No, I agree. I mean, the trustless nature of a DAO, you cannot say DAO is 100% trustless when you still have maybe ETH, how do you say, like signers on the main wallet or something like that. So this is a great step in the direction of, you know, 100% decentralization. It's just something that I pointed out to Gami. I was like, hey, this is great, but let's not forget the reason why, you know, Snapchat is loved. And we have great voter turnout, by the way. It's not so bad. I mean, we had that 10% mark, around that 10-12% mark, which is very, very big. Okay, that's it for today.